The conflict between Russia and Georgia seems to have spilled onto the internet. Georgian websites, including that of the president, started going offline Friday. The Georgian Foreign Ministry today called that the result of a cyber warfare campaign by Russia. Moscow denies the accusation. It says Russian websites have suffered similar attacks. Well, the world's technology correspondent Clark Boyd has been following the story. First of all, what kinds of attacks were these, Clark?
Very common kind of attack. It's called a distributed denial of service attack. And that's basically where someone goes in and wrangles all these computers together and bombards a particular website with all of these requests for the web page, and so much so that the websites go down.
And would you call this kind of quote-unquote cyber warfare, or would you describe it more as cyber attacks to kind of control the spin of the enemy?
It certainly depends on who you talk to. As far as cyber warfare, did they go in and did they take down critical systems that controlled infrastructure? No. Did they go in and attack websites that seem to have a political message? Yes. I think the best term that I've seen used to describe this kind of thing is cyber vandalism, not cyber warfare.
Is there any way to determine who's really behind these kinds of attacks and where they are?
That's always the issue with these stories about hacking attacks and one country accusing an entire other country of doing them. It could be that Russians are behind the attacks. Now, whether those Russians are actively working for the government, whether they're, you know, just Russian hackers who, you know, feel strongly about the issues in Abkhazia and South Ossetia and are doing this on their own, that's certainly a possibility. The other possibility is that they're independent operators, but they may be getting paid by the Russian government. Who knows? Some people would even speculate that, well, it could be Georgian hackers taking down Georgian websites and then letting the Russians take the blame for it.
Right. And what's been the response from the global IT community to this in what is a very politically charged atmosphere between Georgia and Russia?
Well, one of the more interesting aspects of this is that Estonia, the Baltic nation of Estonia, which came under attack from Russian hackers last year, is sending an emergency response team to Georgia to help them deal with these computer attacks. Estonia has also agreed to host the Georgian Foreign Ministry website. So Estonia is trying to help out. They've actually gotten some help from some Georgians living in the United States as well. After the Georgian president's website went down, a company in Atlanta, Georgia, of all places, confusingly enough, has agreed to host his website.
So will moving the website to Atlanta make any difference?
It doesn't seem to have so far. The people who track this sort of thing say that the attacks are still continuing on the Georgian president's website. So it doesn't matter where they're hosting it. It seems like it's going to stay under attack.
The world's technology correspondent, Clark Boyd, thanks as always.
You're welcome, Marco.
For more background on the conflict between Russia and Georgia, visit our website. That's theworld.org.